The Gemara on the bottom of the top, Samachlomavayis, brings down the Maisa with the daughter of Nachdiman ben Gurion. That Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saw her when she was outside Yerushalayim, and she was Milaketa Sairim ben Glali b'hemdan shalavim. She was gathering Sairim, pieces of barley, from the Tsaya, from the Glalim of the animals of the Arvim, of the Arabs. And when he saw this, and he remembered the wealth that she came from, the unbelievable wealth that the Nishbacha of Nachdiman ben Gurion had, and now he realized how low she's sunken, that she is gathering the Sayyam and Bengali Behemoth. So he sent in that. It says, Bacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'amar, Ashreichem Yisrael. Bizman Shoyisin Ritzono Shel Makom, Ein Kol Uma V'lashon Shel Ados V'am. When you do Ritzono Shel Makom, nobody has any Shita over you. No one can control you. But Bizman Shein Oisin Ritzono Shel Makom, but if you're not Oisin Ritzono Shel Makom, Moisin B'ad Uma Shvela. Kadosh Baruch Hu puts you in the hands of an Uma Shvela, a lowly nation. V'lo B'ad Uma Shvela, not only in the hands of a lowly nation, it'll be out of Behemdon Shel Uma Shvela, but in the hands of the behemoth of an umashvela. That's what he was in the spell from when he saw this great Yerida from the wealth of Nachdiman ben Gurion. Now his daughter was being malakat the sirim from the glalia behemoth. And the Marshal over here makes a gavalik yadiyak. He says that the lashon of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was Ashrechem Yisrael, praised are you, Klal Yisrael, that when you do Ritzono Shel Makom, no one could be shaylut over you, no one could have any control over you. But when you don't do Ritzono Shel Makom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in the hands of the umashvela and the lowest of the lows of the umashvelas and the behemoth shvela. So, effect of Marshal, he says, Bishma, the first part of the statement is Ashrechem Yisrael, that lucky are Klal Yisrael, how fortunate we are. That when we do Ritzono Shel Makom, Ein Kol Uma V'lashon Shel Ados V'am. But it sounds like the Lashon Ashreichem Yisrael is really going on both. It's also going on the fact that when we don't do Ritzono Shel Makom, we're Nimtza B'yad Uma Shvela, we go to the lowest of the lows. In fact, Masha, how is that Ashreichem Yisrael? What sense are we fortunate that when we don't do Ritzono Shel Makom, we're Nimtza B'yad Uma Shvela? That's the Kasha of the Marsha. And it's Yadua, there's a Gvalik Abir from Reb Chaim. This is something that Reb David brings down, B'shem his father, B'skrav, who heard B'shem Reb Chaim. A Gvalik Abir in this Gemara over here, based on a various edits, Dika Chakir, and understanding Bichlal, the whole Indian of the Bechira, of the Klal Yisrael being the Am HaNivchar. What is the Pshat? Reb Chaim clears that Klal Yisrael is considered the Am HaNivchar. Is it the Pshat that Be'etzem Klal Yisrael is an Umma like any one of the Ummas Olam? We are the same as any other nation, but we have a Tesefes Milo, we have a Milo, we have an advantage. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Beicher us, he chose us over everyone else, so we're considered in a way, we have a Bechira, we have a Milo, Yoina, but Be'etzem, B'Yisrael HaDvarim, we're equal to everyone else, we're the same Min as any other nation, but we have a Tesefes Milo, we have something that they don't have. Is that the Pshat? Or is it Pshat that Klal Yisrael, when it was Nivchar, became a whole different Metzias? It's a whole different entity, it's a whole different Chepza, it's nothing to do with Umas Olam. We're not the same Min as Umas Olam. The whole Metzias of Klal Yisrael is a different entity, a different Metzias. It's the Metzias of an Am Nivchar, the Metzias of an Am Elyon, which is not Shaykh at all to the other Umas Olam. That was the Chakir that Reb Chaim had. And he said that you could be Peshit the Chakir like this. He says, we find it's Yadua, the Karmelim, right, that in the Bria there's four different Madregas, four different categories. It's Chai, Tzemeach, Daimim, and Medaber. And Chai, Tzemeach, Daimim, and Medaber, these four categories are not, it's not the Pshat. No, each one is a higher level than the other one, but it doesn't mean that each one contains within itself the lower level and has a Tesevus Mila, has an extra Mila. But the Pshat is each one is a different Metzias, it's a different entity, and it is not Kailo Bechlal, the category which is lower than it. And he brought a Raya, because if you take Lamashol Tzemeach, Tzemeach is something that grows, vegetation. So vegetation, Tzemeach is on a higher level than Daimim, something which does not have any chias, like a rock. But he says if you take a plant and you cut it down and you leave it, so it's no longer tzemeach, it doesn't revert back to the madrega of the rock. It doesn't get lower down to the madrega of the rock and it just loses its mila, but it becomes nothing, it becomes worthless. It becomes even worth less than a rock, because when it loses its mila, it goes down to nothing. And who had then a medaber? You take a medaber, a person, and if Chalila he dies, he doesn't go down to the madrega of a tzemeach, he doesn't even go down to the madrega of daimim. He becomes worthless, he becomes worth nothing at all. Because when a person has a milo, which is a different metzias, a different milo, a different entity, when you lose that milo, you don't revert back to the category less than you, but you become nothing, mamish become nothing at all, because you don't have your milo. That's the way it is with chai tzemeach daimim umedaber. So made by Klai, so we have this Chakira, what's the Pshat? Is it like Chai Tzemech Dem and Dabar that's a different entity, or is the Pshat that it's like the other Umas Olam with the Tesevus Maila? So Reb Chaim said that was the Gevaldike Eisher, the Ashreichem Yisrael that Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai saw. When Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai saw that the Klai saw has this Indian, that when they rise all the way up, they become on top of the whole world. But when we go down, when we lose our Maila, when we're not Eisim Ritzono Shel Makom, we don't just become like any one of the Umas Olam. We don't say, okay, we're not Klal Yisrael, let's be like any one of the Umas. No, but we go down beyond Umas Shfela, the lowest of the nations, not only the Umas Shfela, but the Behemoth Umas Shfela. Klal Yisrael goes mamash down to the lowest Madrega that there is in the Bria when we lose our Maila, when we no longer have that Maila of Klal Yisrael of being acting like the Am HaNivchar. So Rabbi Yochanan saw that, he realized that Klal Yisrael must be a fifth category. It's not just like the rest of the Umas Olam with the Tosefes Maila, but it's a whole different Metzias. So it's a whole different entity. You have Chayit, Sameach, Daim, and Medaber, and then you have Yisrael, which is the highest level, the highest category, which is a category Bifnei Atzmai. It's nothing to do with other categories. And the Raya is, and when we lose our Maila, we go back to nothing, we revert to nothing, we become the lowest element in the Bria, mamish lowest than anything else in the Bria. So it's true that there's a tremendous sadness in seeing what happens to Klal Yisrael when we are not Osim and Sanshul Makam, that we revert to the Madrega of Umas Shfela, but on the other hand, there's a tremendous simcha in that, because that's a raya, that's a simon that Klal Yisrael is Batim, a different entity. We are an Am HaNivchar that is totally different, it's a different Cheftin than the rest of Umas Olam, and that is Megala what the godless of Klal Yisrael is when we are Osim and Sanshul Makam. That we, when we do return to Shalmakim, we're a whole different Metzias, a whole different entity, we're a different Madrega in the Bria, fifth Madrega in the Bria of Yisrael, which is greater than Medaber and greater than anything else, and that's the Ashrechim Yisrael. The Rabbi Yechon and Zakeh saw not only from the godless of Klal Yisrael when we're Oisim Nisan Shalmakim, but even from the shiftless Chalil of Klal Yisrael when we're not Oisim Nisan Shalmakim, the fact that we become so low, and lower than all the other Umas Olam, that Gufa is the greatest Raya, that we are really a whole different Madrega, a whole different Metzias, and that brings out the Kedusha and the godless of the Bechir of Klal Yisrael.